When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, baby. I think the best part is after this guy goes, he's like,
yeah, there we go.
This is on the Christmas playlist on my Apple Music that gets played every day on the way home. Never heard of this song, huh?
I know that. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Dun, dun, dun.
Run DMC, baby. There's that throw, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, sits the whole so thing good. Is just, I mean, he's going down, he's throwing across his body.
And then just does a,
I mean.
Are you not entertained?
Like, that's one of the best throws of the year, right?
And not just by him.
And then there's a two-point conversion.
And then the two-point conversion, yeah. And you knew it was over for Denver at that point.
Bob texts us, good night, game.
Good night, game over. I mean, no, that was it right there, because that was a dart, too. I mean, they're showing the replay from the side angle. It went through everybody's hands, and then the way that the dude caught it and tipped
it in. Joshua Palmer continues to be underrated.
I mean, that was unbelievable. To watch Justin Herbert in the second half of that game last night. Also unbelievable was that free kick is what we call it, I guess, that we loved haven't it. Seen since I was -1. I mean, like, that was cool. But don't buy Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh telling you they practice that. They don't. Nobody's practicing that. Maybe the kicker's lining up and kicking off a tee because he's got nothing else to do, but the coaches are not working on that in practice at all.
We like to give a lot of people some nice Christmas gifts, and we like to give, you know, everything we can. And, you know, Tuesday we did it, and today we're going to do it.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
It's a Wonderful Life isn't a Christmas movie until the last 5 minutes of the movie. They did hit an LOL at the end of that, but come on now.
Yeah, but people overuse LOL. I mean,
do you LOL and then send LOL? Like, maybe like, ha!
No, if I actually laugh, I say, I'm actually laughing.
I literally say, LOL.
I'm actually laughing because the LOL is such a crutch. It's like what people just use it to respond or whatever it is. You're not laughing out loud. You're not LOLing. You use the LOL for it's stupid how overused LOL is.
SMA.
Congratulations on the new contract. Not that it didn't before, but it certainly looks like you're going to be able to finish your career here. What does that mean to you, being where you are in your career now? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Andy. You're the greatest of all time. Is Dan Kilgore practicing?
Yeah. It's his final season, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we do this every Friday. I guess we'll have Nathan and I have to see who gets it right, who gets it wrong. But we do what's in the script for our show. And kind of interested in this one because it is presented by Foaling. Your friends over there, Bob.
Yes, it is. It is presented by Foaling. You can reserve a lane at foalingkc.com. Get your foal on. Have your late holiday party if you're doing one after the first of the year. Birthday parties. Everybody's going to have fun at Foaling. I'll get started today.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty
8 o'clock and you're just getting started?
Just getting started, baby. Just getting going. Getting the muscles moving. I think it's pretty obvious this week.
What?
Patrick Mahomes is going to have the best game of his season. He will be efficient. He will be crisp. He will throw three, count them three, touchdown passes. all the doubt this week around Patrick Mahomes. People saying he shouldn't play. People who are saying Patrick Mahomes shouldn't play on Saturday don't understand the game of football. He may be limited a little bit, obviously, but it's late in the season. Who isn't? Tim Settle entered into the equation with his comments. Patrick Mahomes is going to go out on Saturday in front of a national standalone audience and will show the world that Josh Allen is still the JV and he will lead his team to a big time victory. Hollywood Brown will have a few receptions, nothing major in this game. They'll work him back a little bit, but he'll have some receptions. DeAndre gets in the end zone with that red zone touchdown against his former team. And then Travis Kelce finally gets that touchdown to break the record that we've been waiting for, I don't know,
4 weeks,
months, it seems like. And it could be, as I say, Travis Kelce's final regular season home game at Arrowhead Stadium. So I think he is going to have a big game. Charles Amenihu. Charles entered the equation this week saying how much he hates his former team. Mm-hmm. Charles Amenihu will have at least a sack. Chris Jones will pick up a sack. George Karloftis will play big this weekend. The defense grabs another interception. Chiefs win this thing convincingly. You know it. 35-0.
Lean into it. Lean into it. I like that. I like that. Some similarities here. To me, this game is all about pressure.
Pressure.
What do you know about pressure? Well, I have kissed a man is the next quote that comes after that from Ace Ventura. But no, this game is all about pressure. Chris Jones and Chuck Amenihu absolutely eat, right? I think that they can just absolutely cause a ruckus in the middle of that offensive line for the Texans, which has been a little bit bad. Up 5% in pressures from last year, as Mitch Holtis told us earlier in the show. But I think Chris Jones eats. I think Chuck hates the Houston Texans. We call him Chuck because it's short for Charles. Everybody knows that. Quit asking me why I'm calling him that. Karloftis also been
who's
better.
Who's asking that?
People on the text line. They say his name's Charles. Thanks, Coach. Karloftis,
my name's Robert. They call me Bob.
Yeah. Come on, my name's Dusty. They call me Dustin. I don't know if I said that right. See, I think Karloftis has been better, and that's also been showing through the last few games with the addition of Charles Amenihu, or as we like to call him, Chuck. That's helping the secondary as well with this, again, the word of the day, pressure. C.J. Stroud, he's throwing the ball more as interceptions instead of he did last year. The video is out. I think C.J. Stroud throws a pick late in the game due to the pressure that he will receive from either Chris Jones or Karloftis, due to the fact that Charles Amenihu has caused a ruckus. So I think that is a pivotal point in the game. I also listened to Mitch, and he said that they do gamble in their secondary. When is the last time we've seen Xavier Worthy catch a deep ball? Well, I can tell you, week 4, Los Angeles Chargers, Hollywood Brown's back. Draw something up, Andy, and send Xavier Worthy deep and let Mahomes finally hit him with that connection. We called for the Trent McDuffie pick all year. Then when we don't, he did it. We're calling for the deep throw to Xavier Worthy all year. We haven't done it in a while. I'm calling it now. A deep pass to Xavier Worthy to hit over the top late in the game because Mitch told us they gamble, and that can get you into a backfired situation. Both backs, I think, have 15 carries each for a total of 50 yards. Andy's running the ball this week. I promise you that. With a strong defensive line trying to over-pursue, attack them where you can, up the A gap, get those plays going, 15 carries with your powerful runners each, 30 carries, 100 yards. That's a lot, but I'll take it. And I think the Chiefs win this game 20-13.
Love it. I'd love to see a deep ball. Ooh, that'd be nice. Brioche. That'd be really nice.
I'll show you a deep ball. Just go watch tape.
Yeah. But it's from week 4. So,
yeah, exactly. It's from way back when.
Good things come to those who wait.
Being patient. I'll start kind of how you finished, Dusty. Andy Reid's getting back in his bag this game, and it's time for a recalibration. That's going to come in the form of the Thunder and Lightning combination that we have been wanting so bad and desiring all season. They're finally going to get them going. Kareem Hunt and Pacheco both have a big day. Pacheco, I think it'll come in the running game, but also in the passing game. We saw a couple flashes of him in that check down in the flats, juking guys out, making men miss, getting first downs, moving the chains. I think we passed him a few times. He has a couple good catches, a couple good screen passes. Kareem Hunt, he'll get in the end zone. He'll have multiple plays where he carries bodies for multiple extra yards, and he also will move those chains. I like 15 carries each there, Dusty. Hopkins, he gets a tud versus his old team. Hollywood Brown finishes with 3 catches, one of which is off of a nasty route versus man coverage. It's what Nate Taylor talked about yesterday with us, how this team needs a man beater in those quick and intermediate routes. Hollywood Brown, He's gonna be that. He's gonna beat man coverage, just like Nate Taylor said that he could. Nate Taylor also brought up Chris Jones. I think Chris Jones has a big day against that O-line. Two sacks, give Chuck one as well. Multiple pressures. Chiefs win 27-17.
Like it. By the way, did you see their cars lined up at South Bend at 7 in the morning?
Did you
snow?
See that video? They're crazy. Out there lined up, ready to go so for the game.
He hates us.
Almost Christmas. All right.
Almost out of here. You got an hour and 40 minutes.
Did you get to drink that bottle of whiskey on the ride down to Tennessee?
No. I actually think you guys, I was going to open it when I got there, though, and I think you're right. I think I'm going to save that.
Yeah, Bob was kind. Nice. Got us a Christmas gift.
Show it on the screen so people can see what I got
really
you guys.
Really nice.
Not that I care, but I think it's pretty cool.
Let me flex what I got my co-host. No.
Go to Hy-Vee liquor stores. They got them at the Hy-Vee. You got to move your hand. You got to move your hand.
Move up the bottle over the logo. Move it up to like where your face is. There it is.
There it is. Yeah, you can get that. You get that at Hy-Vee liquor stores. They've got them in there. I saw those. I'm like, all right, these are great gifts for Mac and Dusty. It's got Super Bowl champion. See how it tastes. And I told them, I said, I got one for myself too, but I love the yellow wax that they have on it because it's different than the red, and so if it wasn't yellow, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. But it's got the Chiefs logo on it. It's Maker's Mark with the yellow thing. So get them at your Hy-Vee liquor store, and you'll enjoy those for the holiday. I think they're a good gift. And I was like, I'm not going to open mine. That's kind of a keepsake. I like it. And then Dusty goes, "Are we going to have to get one next year too?" I'm like, "Yep," because it's going to be the three-peat Maker's Mark.
Yeah, because it does say.
It says back to back, right?
Yeah, on the side. Chiefs have gone back to back, claiming a fourth championship as you raise another banner in KC. You'll raise a glass of one thrilling season. Chiefs Kingdom always fights for its right, and we're definitely here for that party.